All right, in this segment, we're going to talk about going without, because much of the Metroplex yesterday and still today and maybe even tomorrow is going without electricity. And I spent a day yesterday without electricity, and it was eye-opening. First of all, let's talk about what goes on around the house when you're without electricity. I feel like such a robot at times because, by the way, my power was restored last night at 6 p.m., so thank you to Encore.
Yay.
But for the 28 hours that I didn't have electricity.
Such hardship.
Every single time I walked into a dark room, my hand reached for the light switch and flipped it on.
You feel so soft every time it happens, too.
You feel like such an idiot.
Such an idiot. I cannot tell you how many times that I went into a utility closet to get a flashlight and tried to flip on the light in order to find a flashlight because the lights were out.
Yes. Good, I'm not alone there.
Every single time.
We all do it because it's just so automatic for us. And it makes me feel like such a soft idiot every time I go in there and do that. And, because we have to have power. I'm entitled to electricity.
And isn't it scary?
Oh, my Lord. What
wow,
the heck?
What is that?
Drop.
No, it was my computer.
Isn't that it scary what creatures of habit we are?
Yes.
We can't even adjust.
Right.
We just immediately, like a zombie, hit the switch.
And aren't you tired of going to the bathroom outside because the power's out?
I don't do that.
Toilets still work.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't want to risk it.
Not
oh,
running okay. on electricity.
All right. Okay.
What to do with the fridge? I think that's question
throw
number one.
Just throw the whole thing away.
So I went yesterday afternoon and I got a big garbage bag and I walked over to the fridge and I opened it up because I didn't care about letting the cold air out anymore because it had been 24 hours. And then I thought, well, maybe that bell pepper's okay.
I know. You're always tempted, aren't you, to risk keeping stuff?
So I said, there's no need to throw this out. So I closed it back up and I'm putting off the decision until today. Well, now I've got power back and it's cooling down, but I'm pretty sure any meat that was in the freezer I'm throwing out. I'm not going to risk that.
It's just thawed. No, just put it in the fridge.
Any dairy product, I'm not going to risk that. I just don't want to take any chances. It's probably, what, $100, $150 worth of food, but if you had food poisoning, you'd easily pay $150 not to have it.
Right. Sure. It's a roll of the dice. You don't want to do it, but I think I always keep food that I shouldn't after a power outage. I always risk it, and
it's so
always turned out well for me. Yes. Seems so wrong. Yet I always throw out good food. I never eat the stuff that I buy.
That's a problem.
Why is that?
Stop buying it.
I always buy stuff and forget I bought it and then just go out to eat. I hate myself.
Here's another question that popped up while going without, in this case, electricity. Do you guys feel a need
to wear clothes?
To stand your ground and secure your home?
Because I hold everyone at gunpoint.
Yesterday afternoon, we were talking about if we were without electricity again the night, should we go to a hotel? And I thought, no, I feel like I can't leave my house unsecured. Because without electricity, the lights are off, and you may be without your alarm and your cameras, and I thought...
Okay, but what are you going to do? You, Junior Miller, you can't defend your property.
You damn right I can.
He lacks the ability to defend anything.
He's got a pellet gun
now. He can barely defend the position.
Sir, I've got a Daisy 880 Powerline dual action. I've got several baseball bats that I'm very handy with. Just see
all
my
signed by Lance Armstrong.
See my eighth grade batting average, .333. Nothing
not
to sneeze
bad.
At in eighth
had
grade.
One at bat.
Still 1-for-3.
To answer
you
your question,
one at bat, and somehow you still got only .333.
I don't like leaving my property undefended when looters may be present.
If it's more than 3 hours, I immediately start checking area hotels that have AC.
You don't care.
No, I just want AC.
And you're supposed to be the toughest one because you live in the country.
No, I want AC. I want that stuff that blows real cold when
said
it's hot
you built
outside.
Your personal city in the country. Is that big that place is?
Not that big.
Well, I found myself with all this downtime being aware of how much I rely on electricity for my laptop, for my Wi-Fi, for my TV, for all the lighting, for whatever. And what I found myself doing I found myself doing three things over the past 28 hours without electricity. Number one, reading.
Oh.
Number two, playing the acoustic guitar, practicing.
Oh, okay.
And number three, just getting outdoors even more than I normally do.
Wait, how are you plugging up your acoustic guitar?
I don't. And it was great. I had two books on my nightstand that had been unfinished for about 3 months, and I finished both of them.
Wait, how did you read those without the Kindle charger?
The light of the sun. The daylight.
Mm.
The light of God.
Uh-huh. Indeed.
I spent a couple of hours each day practicing guitar, and I got out more. And yesterday, I got my single-speed bike, my Eddie Merckx that I've converted, and I just decided to take an easy spin around the neighborhood to survey the damage. And as I'm going through the neighborhood, and then I jump on the Katy Trail, I notice something. Mm-hmm. This is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Katy Trail was packed. It's mm-hmm. never packed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. The parks in my neighborhood were packed.
Mm-hmm.
The streets were packed with walkers and joggers and mothers pushing strollers. And I realized that when we are without electricity, it forces us to be human beings.
Yes, we are better creatures when we're without electricity.
By far.
My neighborhood was the same way. Everyone was outside enjoying, and we had beautiful weather. That's the ironic thing about this whole storm damage. Mm-hmm. After all the damage, we've had this great weather, and people were enjoying themselves outside. I visited with neighbors that I haven't talked to in 7 years.
Mm-hmm. But when the power comes back on, we just all go back to our...
Yeah, we'll all go back inside and start masturbating to porn.
Or whatever you choose to do. Yes, that's what Gordo does. Whatever you choose to do, that's fine too.
All right.
That's a placeholder.
I went up and down Greenville Avenue. The patios were packed. The coffee shops were packed. Everybody was out, and they were being a part of the community. And if you've ever done any studying into what makes a healthy life, what leads to longevity, like that book about the blue zones, these are these areas on Earth, these pockets where people live to be 95 and 100 on a routine basis. Well, one of the big parts of a long, long life is community.
Yes.
The people who live to 100, they get out every day and they go sit in the piazza or the plaza or the town square, or they're walking the neighborhood and they're talking with their neighbors and friends. Mm-hmm. They're interacting.
You're getting sunshine and social activity.
Yes. Very important.
How are you going to ever do that? You don't like talking to people.
Who are you talking to?
Living,
I love talking to people.
No, I'm talking to Cordo.
I do it for a living. I talk to people for a living. So that eliminates the need for one-on-one contact.
Yeah, that makes sense. And but the thing is, like I said, when the power comes back on, we're all going to go back to our isolated lives inside
shells.
And mm-hmm. our backyards that are fenced.
Maybe not all of us. Maybe this has been eye-opening for some people.
Well, I hope so.
Unfortunately, it won't be. It should be, but it won't be.
Well, people seem to enjoy life more when forced outdoors. The plan. Limit every American to 10 hours of electricity a day. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome.
I think when it's July 15th and it's 105 outside, you may want to increase that number a little bit.
It's something that I discovered during this power outage is that, particularly in this kind of weather, if you have a battery-operated fan, I think you can sleep pretty well just with the air moving inside the bedroom like people used to do for hundreds of thousands of years.
You caught a break these last two nights.
True, but even when it's hot, because power has gone out when it's been very hot, and I've surprised myself as to how well I can live indoors when I don't expect it to be cool. When you don't have the expectation of AC, and I walk around my place, and it's warm in there, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprisingly okay. I think it's our expectations is what screws us up.
Yeah, probably so.
I know people have been dismissing my ideas for 25 years, but I want you guys to really think about this latest plan.
That's okay. No.
10 hours a day of electricity.
Okay.
Now, George immediately got his back up and saying, no, it gets too hot around here. But think about it. If you had a battery-powered fan,
mm-hmm.
and you can choose what 10 hours, and you don't have to use it concurrently, you can split up your 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the peak of the day, if it's 110, you can run the AC for a few hours to keep things cool. Or at night, you can choose to run it for a few hours if you need to sleep in the cool weather, or prime time to watch TV, or whatever it is. Maybe it sounds like a great TXU Energy plan. TXU Energy for home and business.
The 10-hour plan.
The 10-hour plan would make you more judicious about staying in and using your exercise. Sorry, we've just had 40 pop-up characters in this segment.
You're about to have more.
Derailing me. It would make you think more about when to use your electricity and when to get out instead of 24 hours a day using electricity and staying in.
Yeah, but what about Fortnite?
You don't need that.
Boom.
What you really need is just enough energy. All right, what about this, Junior? What if you didn't have what if you had electricity, but you just didn't have air conditioning? Would that force people outside, or do you think it's the entertainment options that are keeping people indoors?
I think it's the entertainment options.
Okay. So I think you should have selective electricity.
That's what my plan is all about.
But you have a time limit, and you have electricity 24 hours a day, but it's only for select items. So you have a fridge that runs, you can run any sort of fans, you cannot have entertainment options and AC. But the rest of the
stuff
you can have.
That way you can still keep your food in good shape.
Right. I think that makes sense. You keep it for the refrigerator. That makes total sense.
And lights. Or do you think lights not having...
No. I think lights get you out in the community if you don't have them.
Because that statement is just...
Because maybe your reading room is now dark.
Okay. I think that if every house had an attic fan, you'd be surprised at how comfortable they could be, even in the heat of summer.
Hmm.
When was the last time you were in a house with an attic fan?
I used to own one.
Never.
You've never been in one?
You're talking about like the big old mama bears at the end of the
huge fan that sits in the central hallway that draws air from the whole house up into the attic.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they work great. They're fantastic.
I want everybody to think about my 10-hour plan.
It's a good plan.
With a carve-out for 24 hours for the refrigerator. And then I want everybody to get back to me. All right, observations from going without. It's 8:31 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to visit with our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who worked the game in Toronto last night.